According to Mayor Byron Brown, over the next few years, another 12,000 new jobs are expected to be created within Buffalo. To prepare people, the state plans to transform the vacant Niagara Machine plant on Northland Avenue into a workforce development center. Empire State Development Regional President Sam Hoyt says Governor Cuomo wants new jobs created with the Buffalo Billion to stay local.
There's been a lot of economic hardship here. We want to make sure that those who have endured that struggle are the people that are filling the jobs.
After leading the fight for increasing the minimum wage for fast food workers, Kirk Lobenstein with the Coalition for Economic Justice says it's exciting that the facility's on the city's east side.
I think a lot of the people that we work with, you know, who work in these fast food jobs live over in that neighborhood.
One of the programs will train workers for jobs in advanced manufacturing. And to help companies modernize, the state recently opened Buffalo Manufacturing Works. As equipment and technology changes, though, Michael Albrecht, BMW's president, says workers will need more skills.
A company, in order to remain competitive and to grow over time, needs to innovate and continue to improve, and that involves new products and new processes and new equipment, all of which means the workforce needs to evolve at the same time.
The Workforce Development Center's other program will train people for jobs with electric utility companies. ESD's Sam Hoyt says National Grid, NYSEG, and the New York Power Authority are facing a real challenge.
They came to us and said, we need this.
In fact, the need is so great, due to 30% of its workforce retiring in the next 5 years, that the state power authority is kicking in $15 million to open the job training center. NYPA project manager Catherine Ruggi says they're going to need a range of new workers.
From engineers to line workers, electricians, mechanics, technicians, power plant operators, really all critical roles in maintaining the electric system and NYPA's operations of our generation and transmission assets.
Ruggi says NYPA also expects to retrain existing employees as new technologies come online. She says the Power Authority has a variety of good-paying jobs.
I know many a line worker, an electrician who makes more than, you know, accountants or other similar professions. So it's a great profession to be in.
Albrecht with Buffalo Manufacturing Works admits it's going to take a few years to get all the programs ramped up.
But I think it's really important that these operations aren't being stood up as one-time hits or flash in the pan. What everyone wants to work on is creating operations that are sustainable so that they can be here for the long term and really have impacts. As we know in Western New York, we've all experienced things in the past that were great announcements and didn't come to fruition. But I would say the world that we're in today here in Western New York is different. Everyone's focused on the long term, which means sometimes it takes longer to build. But if it's done in a more sustainable fashion, that ultimately is better for the industry and, you know, the economy as a whole in Western New York.
Along with job training, Hoyt with Empire State Development says the plan includes transforming an old industrial site into a new business park.
We want to encourage businesses to locate in the city of Buffalo. We want to stop the sprawl. We want to embrace our smart growth strategies. And again, we want people to hire local.
Hoyt says the project's being funded with up to $29 million from the Buffalo Billion.
The good news is the money's in place. That's often the challenge, right? We have the money in place. We've secured the property.
The Coalition for Economic Justice's Lobenstein says he believes it's a good investment of public money.
And an economy in a region that's surging in a lot of ways for a lot of people, but there's been, you know, many, many people that have been left out. And the hope with this new facility is that there won't be so many people that get left out.
The Workforce Development Center slated to open in late 2017. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.